This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Understanding animal rights and ethical eating, the meat consumption debate. Explore the animal rights implications of meat consumption, ethical eating choices, and alternatives like plant-based diets and clean meat. The animal rights implications of meat consumption. Hey, have you ever stopped to think about the animal rights side of eating meat? I mean, it's one of those everyday decisions that feels so normal, but when you start unpacking it, there's actually a lot to consider. Let's talk about some of the ethical angles, the arguments for and against eating meat, and even some alternative options that are coming up in the food world. First off, when we talk about meat consumption, the conversation often revolves around health or environment, but animal rights hold a pretty important place here too. The idea of sentiocentrism comes into play. It's roughly the perspective that creatures capable of experiencing pleasure and pain deserve moral consideration. Basically, this means animals raised for meat are sentient beings feeling pain, fear, and sometimes even stress in factory farms or slaughterhouses. So, what does this mean for us as meat eaters? Well, there's an ongoing debate over the pros and cons of eating meat. On the pro side, people often argue it's natural, part of evolutionary history, and necessary for certain nutrients. On the con side, there's the reality of factory farming, the suffering animals endure, and the ethical question of whether it's fair to use animals for food when alternatives exist. Speaking of alternatives, have you heard about clean meat? This is lab-grown meat created from animal cells, but without raising or slaughtering animals. It's an interesting middle ground. Some see it as a potential solution that satisfies meat lovers while respecting animal welfare. But clean meat isn't free from controversy either. People wonder about its safety, environmental impact, and whether it really aligns with ethical eating principles. Now, about ethical eating, plant-based diets have gained real traction, not just for health or environment, but as part of a broader ethical lifestyle. By shifting to plants, people argue they can avoid contributing to animal suffering. However, it's worth noting that plant agriculture also impacts wildlife and ecosystems, though generally to a lesser degree than animal farming. I think what makes this topic tricky and fascinating is that there isn't a one-size-fits-all answer. Some people feel completely comfortable eating meat if they can trace it back to humane sources, small farms, or hunting, where animals live freer lives before being consumed. Others feel that any animal death for food is ethically problematic. And then there's the cultural aspect. Eating meat is deeply intertwined with traditions, celebrations, and identity for many. It's easy to get overwhelmed trying to figure out what the right choice is, but I think what's most important is being informed. The more we understand about sentiocentrism, about how our food is produced, and the alternatives available, the more conscious our choices become. Ethical eating isn't about perfection, it's about awareness and intentionality. If you want to explore these ideas further, there's an excellent resource called Eat Meat or Don't. It breaks down the ethical arguments in a really balanced way, helping readers understand the complexities without preaching. Whether you're curious about the morality of eating meat, plant-based diets, or new innovations like clean meat, it's a great place to learn more about the discussion. So next time you're chewing on a burger or deciding what's for dinner, maybe give a little thought to the animal rights implications behind your meal. It's not about guilt. It's about having a fuller picture and making choices that align with what you really value. Thanks for hanging out and chatting about this. I hope it gave you some food for thought. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and explore balanced perspectives to make informed choices. Eat meat or don't.